Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Gillian's Isle of ADD. So I had a bit of an epiphany. I've been trying to write for a while, all kinds of different things, and keep getting sidetracked. And mostly because I get into like lore, history, world building, all that kind of bull crap, and what this faction thinks about this faction, and so it's just this huge sort of mind-numbing thing that I get myself into, and I don't really worry too much about the adventure part of it sometimes, like when I'm sort of trying to come up with ideas. And the thing that I've been wanting to put out is sort of like a kind of a mini, maybe not even a mini setting. I think it needs to be mini. I think I was thinking too big of a scale, but basically sort of a post-apocalyptic adventure setting. And, you know, with some background, but obviously leaving some details, you know, so that it's not completely hand-holding anybody who wants to run it. So what I realized, my epiphany is, I need to just start with adventure locations and draw a map and flesh out that adventure location. And I don't know if it's going to be 10 or 20 or whatever it is. But start with that, because then at least then the other stuff I think will sort of fall into place, and maybe where those adventure locations will be on the main map. I keep trying to draw the main map of sort of the area, and I think it would be smarter if I just do it that way. So and this is sort of kind of, you know, like Tim Shorts from Guthridge Manor's thing of doing this sort of micro adventures, and is sort of the same idea. Like, I'm just gonna, they won't really be, I don't think they're gonna be connected. Maybe they will, maybe in some cases they will, but you know, just start writing those adventures, start writing those sort of adventure locations and what's in them and etc. And I think then that the world will develop easier that way. So I think I'm gonna do that. So let me know what you guys think, if you think that might be a good way of doing it. The other thing I want to try and do, and I haven't been doing, I've never really done, and Tim's been doing a lot, is the sort of little hex map locations that he's been putting out. You know, I think is it 6x6, Tim? I'm hoping you'll listen to this. I'll have to tag you. Like 6 hexes by 6 to make the one big square hex. I have to relook at one of your maps, actually. So yeah, that's what I got to start doing. And I got to really concentrate on just, you know, one area at a time, or one dungeon location or building or whatever at a time. And I think that'll help, because then it'll be like, it'll feel like I'm getting something done. You know, maybe I'll have 10 adventures in a month or whatever it is. So yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Okay, so that's the Mutant Future bit.